welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's very special episode of the Appraisal Buzzcast. With me, as always, I've got Hal. Hey, Hal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. We just got back from the Appraisal Summit in Las Vegas, so we're going to talk about that a little bit.
You know, Jim, the Appraisal Summit was, as usual, amazing, but I am exhausted. How about you?
Oh, I caught a little cold out there, so I'm still recovering from that, but I'm feeling good today.
It takes a lot of effort to put these things on, but I got to say, it's totally worth it. It's so fun to see that many appraisers in one room that are upbeat. They're talking about the work they have, not the work they don't have. And to hear some insights from, you know, thought leaders in the industry, de facto leaders in the industry. I'm thinking specifically of the GSEs and how they are looking at this business right now today. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought we all had a great time. It was really great to see some of the people that we hear via email and talk to via email, see them in face, person to person. It's just, I thought it was a great time.
Yeah, and I tell everybody, you know, when we're getting closer to the conferences, I tell people in the podcast, hey, if you're at the Appraisal Summit and you see me, come up and say hi. And I would say the same thing for Jim Morrison. If you see Jim at the Appraisal Summit, come up and say hi. We'd love to meet you. We'd like to meet folks from all over the country and see how things are going. Before we dive in too deep, Jim, I'd like to take a quick minute and give a shout out to one of our sponsors.
Appraisers. Are you interested in working with an AMC that's built for appraisers just like you? Look no further than the Nationwide Appraisal Network. We are your trusted partner, and we work hard for our appraiser partners every day. At NAN, you'll gain access to high-quality appraisal assignments tailored to your expertise. We even have a dedicated program for our most elite appraisers. Our cutting-edge technology streamlines communication, quality control and review, and payment processes, allowing you to focus on what you do best. Appraisals. We offer incentives such as next day pay for qualified assignments delivered on time or early, prompt support, and a seamless workflow through cutting edge technology. Visit nan-amc.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzzcast. Today it is Jim Morrison, our usual host, and me, just the two of us, talking about the Appraisal Summit, a little wrap up. Jim, you know, there were a couple of the sessions during the summit that were exceptionally interesting. What's one that you thought was really interesting?
So I will say we're going to flip the script on its head a little bit, and I'll be asking you the questions, whereas opposed to normal where you ask the questions. But I thought there was so many great sessions, but one of the sticking points that I heard from multiple sessions throughout the day was on these subjective terms. Why are we hearing so much about it, and why is it such a sticking point for appraisers right now?
The reason why we're hearing so much about it is we're trying to get away from subjective language, things that are literally just subjective. It's maybe your opinion. It may have kind of an undefinable characteristic. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, actually, not just the GSEs, but all end users of appraisers are looking for objective, fact-based reporting in appraisal reports. So it's an incredibly important topic. One of the reasons I think it's so hard for appraisers to get their head around things is, for instance, you describe your comparables as more or less desirable than the other. Desirable is one of those words that are saying that's subjective. Let's not use that. Let's talk in concrete terms. Another example would be neighborhood descriptions, where you talk about this neighborhood is more desirable than another neighborhood. That is completely and totally subjective. It may be more desirable to a certain set of people. It may not be more desirable by another set of people, but that doesn't matter. We're here to talk about hard, objective, fact-based evidence. And we can say this neighborhood has homes ranging in value from $400,000 to $600,000. We can say the adjoining neighborhood has homes ranging in value from $200,000 to $300,000. Therefore, based on that disparity in overall values in this neighborhood, I'm going to stick within these boundaries to select my comparables. That's fact-based. It's reasonable. It has actual numbers behind it. And it's a lot more valuable than saying this area is more desirable than that other area. The other thing I would say about the subjective language issue is there's a lot of talk in and about the appraisal space right now about bias in appraisals. And if you use fact-based evidence for your analysis and reporting, it's much less likely that you will be called out for producing biased appraisal reports. And I would also say, I think it's probably much less likely that bias is going to enter your mind during the analysis process because you're thinking in concrete, real fact-based evidence. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely understand why some of these appraisers are worried about, like, they'll see something that's used for realtors that talks about a walkability score, but you can't really talk about walkability because it's different for every homeowner. So you have to use data. How far is it from the grocery store? Things like that.
Yeah, I've seen. And part of the problem is, you know, when I'm going to go back to the desirable word because it's really difficult to get your head around because some economics textbooks talk about desirability being part of what produces value in a thing. So I get that it's hard to let go of those words, but as appraisers, as analysts, if we can talk in terms of concrete, real things, so instead of saying, in your instance, you know, there's shopping amenities within walking distance, I mean, for me, that may be true. It's not at all unusual for Kim and me to get up on a Sunday morning when we're in Nashville and walk about 5 miles across town to have brunch. But that may not be a walkable distance for a lot of people. So the question is, how far is it? And just stick to the facts and the objective facts that you can report and then see how those have an impact on value. Look, at the end of the day, Jim, I think the subjective language, some of the subjective terms are pretty clear and easy to say, yeah, I don't need to be saying that anymore. Others are going to be difficult. You know, we had a friend here in Nashville that had somebody call him out for use of the word gentrification. And that was seen as a problematic word. After reviewing it, the authorities that were in charge of reviewing this not complaint, but just issue, said, we don't find this to be a real issue, but maybe not use that word in the future. So some of these things are hard to get your head around, but at the end of the day, when you stop and think about, I'm an analyst, I'm here to analyze and report based on facts, it's a lot easier to think in terms of facts and to use non-subjective, objective language to describe things. I think that's clear as mud.
Yeah. You know, I will say it's kind of like the IRS where you tell them, hey, you tell us how much you owe us, but we know the answer. You've got to figure it out.
Right. Yeah, it's
frustrating. You shouldn't be using.
Right. And my advice is always just think about the word. Is it objective? Does it have a concrete, hard evidentiary basis for being used? If not, maybe find another word. Let's do this, Jim. Let's take a real quick break and give a shout out to another one of our sponsors.
Since 1978, LIA Administrators and Insurance Services has been offering E&O insurance to valuation professionals. LIA applies superior customer service, exceptional liability education from Peter Christensen, and unparalleled claim defense managed by Claudia Gaglioni. LIA offers errors and omissions, commercial bonds, general liability, cyber liability, and real estate agents and brokers E&O. Visit liability.com or call 800-334-0652.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. I'm joined today by Jim Morrison. We are talking about the appraisal summit and some of the things that happened at the appraisal summit, kind of a wrap-up of what was covered. You know, the last topic we talked about, the subjective language, I think it's important that we all think about that and keep it in our minds going forward. What else do we need to cover here, Jim?
So one of the things that, you know, if you look on social media, all you hear is the doom and gloom. The appraisal industry is over. They're getting rid of us. It's done. And it was great being at this conference and seeing people with like hope and for the future. You know, Lyle Radke from Fannie Mae got up there and he had some great points about how the future is bright for appraisers. He gave us some stats. I'll read them off for our listeners and then Hal will get your response. You know, they've awarded over 550 scholarships total for ADI. They've spent millions on the UAD and getting that new system in place that's going to make appraisers' lives easier with this. You're not going to need to know which form. It's all in one thing, and you don't have to pick and choose. Oh, well, that's the 1004. No, I need it on another one. So they're doing a lot that's changing the way that appraisers work, but it's also making appraisers' lives easier. So what's your comment on the future for the appraisal industry?
You know, two things. When it comes to social media, I was, you know, you've heard me talk about this before. If you have a question about appraisal theory or appraisal methodology, please do not go onto social media and ask your questions. You're going to be castigated for not having enough experience. How did you get your license? All those kind of things. Social media is a really hard place to get good answers to appraisal questions. And I was shocked at the number of other presenters at the summit that also recommended, you know, maybe skip Facebook for advice about appraisal issues, because it can be really harsh out there and unkind. And you're right, on social media, there is a lot of talk about, I don't have any work. I don't, you know, I can't get work in the door. All of my AMCs have dried up. I've even seen kind of a turn in some of the social media circles about, you know, I see people talking about private work all the time, and I just don't think they're being honest. I don't think they're being truthful. There was a lot of talk at the appraisal summit about non-lending work, private work, work for attorneys, work for estates, work for IRS filings, work for all of those kind of things. The interesting thing about that non-lending work is a lot of times those people really want to know what your opinion of value is. And that's good work. How many times have we done work for lenders or AMCs and they just need something to put in the file? That doesn't happen on the private side and the non-lending side. So I think that's a really interesting thing. You know, Lyle had some really good things to say about the future of the appraisal business. I think by and large, and I heard a couple other people say this at the appraisal summit, you know, when I was a kid and started this business, my dad told me, you know, be careful, in 10 years, there won't be appraisers. That was 30 something years ago. There are still appraisers here today. Will there be as many appraisers here tomorrow as there are today? I don't know the answer to that question. Some people say, no, there won't be as many. Others say, yeah, there will be more, but they'll be doing different things. You know, talking about the GSEs and Lyle Radke and Scott Reuter's report at the summit, there are some interesting ways that appraisers in the lending space can continue to earn a living, make a good living, and do work that matters. And it's going to take, I think, a bit of an open mind on the part of some people who have been doing AMC work only on a 1004 for the past 5 years and nothing else. The paradigm is shifting. We're going to have to think about doing business in a different way. But for me personally, if I can do good quality analysis, good quality reporting and good quality appraisal valuation work that stands up to some tests and meets all the rigors and requirements of the trade, then I'm comfortable doing it. And I don't care if it's a hybrid report. If I've got good quality data coming in, I don't care if it's a desktop report. If I've got good quality data coming in, and I know there are concerns about the quality of information that we're getting from property data collectors, but I can also say there's work being done on that front to make sure that property data collectors are well trained and insured and know what they're doing, and not just as you know, the folks out there in the social media sphere talk about, well, we've got Uber drivers and pizza delivery people out there getting property data collections done. I don't think that's the case. So at the end of the day, what are my thoughts about the future of the appraisal industry? I think it's a fantastic business to be in. I think it's an exciting business to be in. And you mentioned, Jim, the ADI. The number of young people that I saw at the appraisal summit that are getting into this business, they've got all their qualifying education done. Some of them have all of their mentor hours done. They're sitting for the licensure right now. Others are looking at going through the Perea program. There is a decent number of people trying to get into this business because I think it has a bright future. Is it the same as we've been doing for the past 30 years? Probably not. But is it a bright future? I think so.
Yeah, I'll completely agree with you. And I think it was Christy Conley that said, name one other thing in your life that you're doing the same way for the past 30 years that you are now.
Yeah, it's just, you know, change is hard. I get it. You know, Brian Reynolds talks about who moved my cheese. We published an article in the Appraisal Buzz magazine earlier this year talking about change from author Jason Pfeiffer and how to deal with change. Look, the only constant is change. We know things are going to change. The appraisal industry hasn't substantially changed in years. So is it going to be different? Sure. But our smart, talented, thoughtful, engaged appraisers going to still have work and good work going to the future? I think they will.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Hal, for chatting with us and recapping the summit. We had such a great time there. It was really good to just be able to talk about it.
You know, the other thing about the summit that I get a kick out of, and this goes for the ACTS conference, which is coming up in the spring of 2024, Valuation Expo, which is coming up in the summer of 2024, and then the summit again later in the year in 2024. The one thing that I think people really don't pay attention to as much as they should, yes, you can get updates on the industry. Yes, you can get your continuing education done. But the most important thing about the Appraisal Summit and Val Expo and the ACTS Conference, from my perspective, is getting to spend time with my appraisal peers and find out what's going on around the country. Networking, that's the key. Getting to meet your peers and seeing how they're doing and hearing uplifting stories from your peers, that's where I think the value comes in.
I think you're so right. And, you know, we actually set up 6 Buzzcast interviews that we're going to be doing later in this coming month of just people we met at the show. So, you know, this is my call for those anonymous appraisers. Don't go online. Ask us. We'll give your question to an expert. comments@appraisalbuzz.com. We're happy to answer them. And like I said, we got a couple interviews coming up. But if you would like to be interviewed, also reach out to comments@appraisalbuzz.com. We're always looking for new people to talk to.
Yeah, and the thing about asking questions, the anonymous appraiser question, I don't have all the answers. I literally do not have all the answers. There are some questions that are asked I just don't know the answer to. I really don't. But there's a good chance I know a person that does know the answer. I know a person that can put me in touch with a person that has the answer. And that's what the Appraisal Buzz does. That's what these conferences do. You get to be in the room with people that actually have the answers and not the howling, screaming throngs on social media telling you that you should have died when you were a child for asking that question. How dare you ask that question? Ask us the questions. We will thoughtfully go through them and try to find the best possible answer. And if I don't know the answer, and there's a really good chance I don't, I'll find someone that does.
All right. Well, thanks, Hal. I think this was a great, fun episode.
I have enjoyed it. You know, Jim, it's funny. We don't get the chance, you and me, to just sit here and chat and talk about a thing. I had such a good time at the summit. I enjoyed, you know, you and I don't work in the same state. We don't get to spend quality time together as much as I would like. And coming together for the conferences is really fun for me just to get together with the team and spend some time, but also to, like I said, find out what's going on in the industry. Jim, thank you. Is there anything else we need to cover?
No, I think we got it all.
Great. In that case, for Jim Morrison and Hal Humphreys, which is me, that is your Appraisal Buzz. We will see you next week.